today on Real Radio.
Peace. We want peace. World peace. We just want peace. We want to be healthy, live forever, and peace. Become a Christian then. You run all around pursuing all these things and you miss the very one who can do it all. He's going to do it all when he comes back. He's going to fix it.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called All Things Considered, continues a series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. Thank you for joining us today. You know, the prophet Isaiah is well known for both his near and far prophecies. God used him, of course, to warn Judah and the city of Jerusalem of the coming judgment if they didn't turn from their sin. But God also gave him visions far into the future, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and also what will happen in the last days when Christ returns. In Isaiah chapter 15 and part of chapter 16, we looked at those nations who have important connections with Israel. Now, every nation that existed on the earth will be judged by God. And those nations who come against Israel and mistreat her people, well, they'll be severely dealt with. Even God's people will suffer if their nation turns from God or doesn't support Israel. Now, continuing in chapter 16, we'll see how the Bible and current events place Israel right at the center of the world scene. So today on day two of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that the stage is being set for end-time events. The fact that Israel exists as a nation at this hour tells us that the world is moving towards the last days when the Lord will sit on his throne to judge those who stand against him and the house of Israel. And now continuing his lesson called All Things Considered, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
It shall come to pass that whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance. This is where it's going. This is where Bible prophecy is going. This is where the nations, without knowing, that's the appointment that is forthcoming. That's why you're seeing the globe as nuts as it is. It's never been like this before, people. Not on a global scale. Largest persecution of Christians in the history of man happening now. Banking, as we mentioned last time together, global banking. The nations of the world are on the brink of financial collapse. It's kind of... Guess what nation is financially viable and strong right now? Just, I'll give you one guess.
Israel.
Their economy is exploding. And you know, they pay cash for everything. Discoveries, oil, gas, technologies are there. But nations of the world on the brink. Even our beloved Canada, economically, is on the brink. These things that are going on. Global violence, lawlessness, all this stuff going on. If you didn't know your Bible, you'd say, stop, stop, I can't take it anymore. Give me a drink. Better than doing that is giving your life to Jesus. Trust the God who tells you the future in advance. He's the one that tells you the future in advance. He's the one that died on the cross for your sins. It's amazing. Don't you love your Bibles? Joel chapter 3, verse 1. Joel 3, 1 says, for behold, in those days and at that time, speaking about the future, how are we going to know? What about the future? When I bring back the captives of Judah in Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, the Kidron Valley. Many of you have been there. And I will enter into judgment with them there. Somebody ask why. Say why. Because or on account of my people. Somebody say who. Say who's your people? My heritage Israel, whom they, who's they? It's all nations. Have scattered among the nations, they have also divided up my land. Let that sit there for effect. Everybody listen. How many of you are 30 years of age or younger? Raise your hands. You're 30 years of age. Wow. 30 years of age. Listen, this is the last thing you'll hear in your college campus. You want to freak out your college campus? Go take Joel 3, 1 and 2. Put on your t-shirt and walk around. Oh, you'll get the MSA on you. They'll have to have smelling salts. They'll be passing out. Someone's going to say, you know, we should take that shirt off. It's just a Bible verse. The Bible says God is going to call all the nations to the Valley of Jehoshaphat, which, by the way, listen, the Valley of Jehoshaphat is about from to the Valley of Jehoshaphat to where the Temple Mount would be is about from here to Coles. You know where Big Five is? It's closer for you to walk from here to Wahoo's Fish Tacos than it is. Listen, just about that far is where the throne of Jesus Christ will be sitting in the Valley of Jehoshaphat is today. And Jesus is going to call the nations of the world. And they're going to line up. And he's going to judge them. Why? Because it says that they messed around with his heritage. This is serious business here. Do you understand I'm saying tonight? I'm not asking you to agree with everything Israel does. I'm not asking you just to love them blindly. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm asking you to believe God's word. I love Jewish people. I don't know why. It's a God thing. They'll drive you crazy when you talk to them. I mean, you want to get upset? Talk to a Jewish person. I'm serious. They're so fun. You want to debate? You better drink a big pot of coffee before you debate a Jew. They're bright. They don't stop. And it's funny because just when you, if they detect that you agree with them, then they change their entire view of what they have been arguing, and they'll argue so good in defense of something they don't believe in. Did you hear what I just said? They will argue so good for something that they don't even believe in just so they don't have to agree with you. But when you bring out the Bible to them, oh, it's so much fun. But God says he loves them. He says, you are a stubborn, stiff-necked people. You're hard, hard-headed more than anybody else on the face of the earth. And God says, and that's why I picked you. Doesn't that encourage you? Are you a nut? Are you hard-headed? Are you difficult? Do you know anybody who's just a real stinker? God loves conquering stinkers. You know difficult people? If you don't, you know what? We should get together. Difficult people. God will see to it that difficult people always make it into the Christian's life. Listen, difficult people drive us crazy. That's why they're always in our lives. Because it causes us to look to God. God loves them. God loves the Jewish people. He's promised them the land. Yeah, but the UN says, and my friend, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. God's going to judge the nations because they divided up his land. Wow. Is that current, ladies and gentlemen, you watch the news? Is that current news today? Let's divide up the land. Your Bible has spoken of this for thousands of years. Matthew chapter 25, turn there if you would. Matthew chapter 25, or mark it down in your Bibles. Matthew 25, verse 31. Jesus is speaking now. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, that's the second coming, and all his holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides the sheep from the goats. Wow. And he will set the sheep on the right hand. Pay close attention, everybody. But the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom. He points to the world, prepared for you. That means God knew all about this from the foundation of the world. Verse 35 grips us. For I was hungry, Jesus said, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. Imagine, this is what he's going to say to them in the future. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or feed you or thirsty or give you to drink? When did we see you a stranger or take you in or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king, verse 40, will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, get your highlighter ready, everybody, get your pen ready. Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, mark it, my brethren, not the church. He's not separating Christians from non-Christians, sheep and goats. He's separating the nations based upon how they treated his brethren. When Christ returns, he will judge the nations of the world for how they treated the Jewish people during that seven-year tribulation period time. My brethren, you did it to me. Verse 41, then he will say to those on the left hand, the goats, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Did you know that hell was made for the devil and his fallen angels? It's sad that humans demand that they go there. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not take me in. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me. Then they will answer and say to him, Lord, when did we see you? Hungry and thirsty, a stranger, naked, sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you. Then he will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. My goodness, can you imagine? Church, he's going to be there in person. The nations will be there. In the criteria for these people to pass the judgment and walk into the millennial kingdom will be how you dealt with my brethren. That's it. Please get this out of your mind. This is not a born again not born again issue. This has nothing to do with that. This has to do with the judgment of Christ over the nations. The criteria is, how do they treat the nation of Israel when they had opportunity? Period. As Christians, you and I will not be involved in that event. This is when Christ returns. This is the judgment in the Valley of Jehoshaphat. It is awesome. It's Christ coming. Remember, his eyes are a flame of fire, and out of his mouth goes a sharp two-edged sword. That is the word. That with it, he should strike the nations. He's going to judge the nations based upon his word. And those who pass that test of how they treated his brethren, they'll be mortals like you and I are now. They will live into the kingdom age. Isaiah will teach us later on that when a man dies during that period of time, when Jesus does his amazing environmental recovery of the earth, listen, if you're an environmentalist, you ought to be a Christian, because Jesus is the one you're looking for. He's going to fix the earth. Longevity is going to increase. Don't you appreciate that? Do you go to health food stores? I buy organic. What do you buy organic for? It's healthy. What do you want to be healthy for? I want to be healthy and live longer, healthier. Oh, yeah? Well, then you ought to become a Christian. Peace. We want peace. World peace. We just want peace. We want to be healthy, live forever. We want to have more whales and peace. Become a Christian then. You run all around pursuing all these things and you miss the very one who can do it all. He's going to do it all when he comes back. Yeah. He's going to fix it. He's the one. But listen, he's going to judge the nations based upon how they deal with Israel. And listen, there's one absolute hated nation in all the world. It's always been that way. It's always going to be that way. And it ain't America. It's Israel. You want to start a riot? Just walk around with an Israel flag. You want to have some fun? You want to live on the edge? Let's get together. Let's go down to LA. I'll give you some of my Israel t-shirts and we'll walk around. Let me tell you, man, is amazing. That is the issue driving the nations tonight. It is a spiritual issue. It's why the Bible is replete with judgment against nations that mistreat Israel. Isn't it amazing? For thousands of years, God's word has given us exactly what we needed to know about his faithfulness, about his plan, that the Savior of the world was not born in Vancouver. He didn't come into the world in Manhattan. Isn't it amazing that the Savior of the world, God engineered, would be born in Bethlehem of Judea? God's plan. Isn't it amazing that Israel and the Jews have experienced Holocaust upon Holocaust throughout its existence? And the Bible, God himself said, you will always be prosperous and blessed, Israel, as long as you obey my word, and you'll do well. But if you disobey me, then I will not bless you according to my word. And you, in your rebellion, you will find yourself plagued by your enemies. Listen, I'm not making this up. Plagued by your enemies. Your borders will be overrun by foreigners, he said to them. Your crops will fail. Your women will miscarry their babies. And he said, you'll live in perpetual fear. And the final thing is, he said, if you don't repent, you will be taken captive and dispersed through all the nations of the world. This has happened to them time and time again. No other nation in the world has ever had this happen to them. But the same God who warned them about that said, when I'm ready to come back, you're going to know. Because I'm going to draw you from every nation of the world back into your own land. And when I do that, you'll be hated, you'll be despised, you'll be rejected, and the nations of the world will gather against you to destroy you. And when they think they're about ready to destroy you, he says, my fury will rise in my face, and I will come. Think of it. The same God who has promised deliverance for a remnant, the Bible says a remnant of the Jews will turn to him in faith. He's the same God who says to you tonight, if you'll turn to him, he'll save you from destruction. He will forgive you of your sins. He will give you everlasting life. He'll give you a life worth living for now. And I know 90% of what I've talked about tonight is probably politically incorrect. That should be a witness for you as well. The world is so far from God. Stop, listen, start reading the word and stop drinking the Kool-Aid, right? And know what he says. He's never failed. We're living in amazing times. So close your Bibles. Let's stand if you would. And I was asked to a few questions, and I'm just going to maybe say this just blanket statement. So what's going on? What do you think's happening? Of course, I don't know what's happening specifically. Who does but God? But he's given us his word to watch for things. God holds us accountable. He told us that we should know, be sensitive to the times and the seasons. But family, listen, what's happening right now in the Middle East, you guys know, as tragic as it is with the refugee situation, forget all the stuff that you normally hear about. Think of this. When we get next week into Isaiah 17, we're going to talk about Damascus. I'd like you to find out everything you can this week about Damascus. Because Damascus right now is a far different place than it was 12 months ago. You guys, there's no, I don't know if there's any Christians in Damascus anymore. Thousands and thousands of them have fled to the West. But hundreds of thousands of them have been killed in the last 12 months, Christians, in Damascus, ladies and gentlemen. Damascus is possibly void now of Christians. That's a huge deal, you guys. There's been Christian churches in Damascus for 2,000 years. They're gone. People have fled Damascus. Why? Because you're going to learn next week in Isaiah 17 that Damascus is going to be completely obliterated, says the Bible. Well, what if that happens this week? Israel's going to have a sense of protection because Syria, which is never mentioned again after that, the threat of ISIS would be over. Israel would feel like they dwell in safety. The Bible tells us that Russia and its armies of Ezekiel 38 invade Israel when she thinks she's safe. The Bible tells us that invasion is going to be decimated by God's intervention. They're all going to lose. Israel's going to be completely fine. And a peace treaty is going to be brought forth to tell them that will never happen to you again, and I'll see to it. Just sign right here on the dotted line. It's a 7-year peace treaty, the Bible says in the book of Daniel. It's going to be brought forth. And this man, the Antichrist, who brings it forth, the Bible says he's going to enter the temple in Jerusalem and declare himself to be God when he sees so much success that he's having around the world. He's going to think he's God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Isn't it amazing that as you stand here right now, there is a massive group of people in Jerusalem working, literally working. They've got the architectural design. They have made the implements for a temple to be built in Jerusalem. Be a Christian tonight. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And keep looking up. These are amazing days.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called All Things Considered. Thanks for taking the time to join us today. And you know, our hope is that you take every opportunity you have to share Jesus Christ so that others too will have eternal life in heaven with Him. All Things Considered. It's part of Pastor Jack's series called The God of Our Salvation, The Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who shared with us the coming of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, over 700 years before He was born. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Hey, we've got a special offer for you from Pastor Jack, and I'd like to tell you about it. It's called Look What Jesus Christ Did. He Did an Amazing Work. And it's from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 through 22. In this 4-part message on DVD, Pastor Jack explains exactly what Jesus Christ did for us and what the Bible teaches about eternity, redemption, water baptism, and so much more. Many of us know that Jesus Christ lived here on earth and that He died on a cross, but do we truly understand what He actually did? The Apostle Peter's very purpose for living was to boldly claim what Jesus Christ did for all of humanity. He died for both the just and the unjust by taking that debt that we owed to God for our sins and carried it to the cross. Jesus literally died in our place so that we could spend eternity in heaven with Him. So again, this special 4-part message is called Look What Jesus Did. He Did an Amazing Work from 1 Peter chapter 3. It's available for your gift of any amount, and you can get it at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. When giving your gift, make sure you request Look What Jesus Did. He Did an Amazing Work. Get this special offer today at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.